Well, it's all.
Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Great show today, as always. Some exciting news in the first segment. Actually, a few different exciting stories. First, I'd like to say hi to Eric, my booth engineer and program coordinator here at KKNW. Hi, Eric.
Good afternoon, Julie. Happy to see you.
Oh, happy to see you too, Eric. Thanks.
Oh, thanks so much. You know, yesterday started summer. And what a glorious day.
Oh, it was.
In general, but also a fantastic day to take your dog for a walk.
As always.
And today.
Summer came and
it's
went.
It's like it didn't get the memo.
No.
Yeah. Today, it's supposed to still be summer. But,
well,
but
it's typical. You know, we don't get summer till July.
Of course.
Except it was nice that it was summery yesterday.
Summery on the first day of summer.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah. We enjoyed a long outing on the first day of summer together. Myself and the cattle dogs and the dachshund.
But so. I bet today would still be a great day to take your dog for a walk.
It is. It is. Even someplace they've never been before. New smells, new sights, give them a little bit of mental stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
I like it cooler, actually. I'm not a hot weather person. So I'm wearing my Vermont t-shirt today. So I guess that's
a good indicator.
Yeah, that fits. It's appropriate. Well, so I had a very exciting thing happen last night. Very, very exciting. Too exciting, actually.
I feel like I need to get the drum roll out for this.
Well, so I like Jeopardy. I like to watch Jeopardy. I don't watch it like every night.
Uh-huh.
I'm often not home to watch it or whatever. But when I can, I like to watch it. I like trivia. It's fun. If it's a good category, you know. So I like to watch Jeopardy. Well, I was watching Jeopardy last night with a friend of mine, and we're sitting there, and it's final Jeopardy, so it's like down to the last final question, and people can wager however much. Ooh, good one. People can wager however much they want to,
mm-hmm.
and answer the final question, and so they tell you this is the category, and then they go to commercial. The category, Eric, was dogs.
All right.
On final Jeopardy.
And so you felt pretty confident.
I freaked out.
That you could answer.
I mean, I like.
Or you could ask the question. I guess that's how it works on
Well,
Jeopardy.
Right. Answer the, or give the question to the clue or whatever.
Right.
It's always like American literature or English writers, or it's usually something literature related.
Uh-huh.
Final Jeopardy or like American history or something like that.
Right.
Dogs.
Fantastic.
So I'm like, oh my God. I jump up. I was like panicked. I had to grab my notebook. I've got to write this question down.
You would have thought that you were a contestant.
I was freaking out. Grabbed my laptop. I posted it on the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page.
Right.
Dogs is the category for Final Jeopardy. Am I in heaven? So if there were a category in Jeopardy that you would guess would be one of my best categories, what would you think it would be?
I would say dogs.
Dogs.
Canines,
dogs,
however you want to say.
Dogs are my life.
Yes.
I've been working with dogs for over 10 years.
Right. You host the
dog
talk
show.
I mean,
yes. Dogs is it for me.
Right.
Science is second. And I did do very well in the chemistry category earlier.
Oh,
but
fantastic.
So then they come back and the clue is, this alliterative dog breed bears the former name of an African country.
Ooh.
So, and I especially pride myself in my dog breed identification.
Right.
And I know what alliteration means.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, trying to think about it. I'm thinking I'm running through all the sight hounds because many of those dogs originated in that area. And I could not think of the answer.
That's a tough one, really.
Well, I mean, it's I should have gotten it. I should have gotten it. I was too amped up about the fact that they were asking a dog question on Jeopardy that I couldn't think.
That's how they get you.
They do. So the answer is Rhodesian Ridgeback, a breed I'm very familiar with, a breed that I've worked with. I just was so excited that they were asking a question about dogs that I kind of drew a blank. So
it happens to the best of us.
Next time I want to see dogs as a category, like
in the regular Jeopardy.
Right, yeah. Where they ask many questions, because I need to redeem myself now. But moral is to stay calm.
Yes.
If you're playing trivia, and don't get too excited because it makes it hard to think.
I think we need to get you on the show.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get you on, meet Alex Trebek.
I need to practice some deep breathing or something.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was still very exciting, and I posted the question on Facebook, and some listeners, the first listener to respond got it correct. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was fun. It was really fun. It was very exciting. Too exciting. Couldn't answer the question. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, so have a really great story. Starting in the second segment, we're going to be talking with Scott Freeman, who's the owner of Nature's Logic Pet mm-hmm. Food. And I'm very, very much looking forward to talking with him because it's a great food. And there's some things that set it apart even from some of the other best foods on the market. However, before we talk with Scott, which we will start in the second segment, I wanted to just let everybody know, and I've been posting this on Facebook as well. And if you're not a fan of the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page, I recommend you become one, because you will find out about exciting things like dogs being a category on Jeopardy. You'll get midweek announcements.
And I just saw a great picture of your dogs running in a field yesterday that you posted up the first day of summer.
Yes.
That was a great picture.
Yeah.
They looked very, very happy.
Yeah, in a big green field. Yeah, it's a nice summery picture. So the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page, if you have not become a fan of it yet, do so. It's fun. I've also been posting because Remy, the German Shepherd that I've been talking about sort of off and on over the past several months, just a quick recap. She was a candidate to be a service dog. My partner Darcy trains service dogs and with her company Healing Allies, and Remy is a German Shepherd, beautiful dog, and she was going to be trained as a service dog. And she and Darcy gets all of her dogs from a rescue or shelter type situation or adoption situation. And so she got Remy her vaccines because we had no vaccine history. Well, Remy had a rabies vaccine and she had a horrible reaction to the vaccine. Turns out it's called rabies vaccinosis. A couple days after the vaccine, she had a fever of 105 degrees. She was falling over. She was very wobbly, having a hard time with her coordination and this really high fever. And that was really scary and really sad. And fortunately, I reached out to Dr. Michael Fox, who's actually going to be on the show in a couple weeks, and I'm really excited to talk to him. And he connected us with Dr. Jean Dodds, who I interviewed, in March. March 30th was my interview with Dr. Dodds. It's Dog Talk Show number 109. If you missed that interview, I highly recommend listening to it. She is absolutely brilliant. And she's doing research right now to actually change the standard of vaccinations, to move rabies vaccine from every 3 years to every 5 years, and then eventually, hopefully, to every 7 years, because dogs don't really need to get the vaccine every 3 years. And some dogs can have really, really severe reactions, and sometimes even fatal. So Remy had this reaction to the rabies vaccine. It took her out of being able to be potentially a service dog. And we were worried about, you know, if she was going to be able to recover, and if so, to what degree. Well, this was several months ago, and we kept Remy and found Darcy. This whole thing has been kind of miraculous. She found this replacement for Remy from a shelter situation, this another beautiful, full-bred German Shepherd who's almost done with her training, actually, now for service dog work. She's doing really well. But anyway, so we've rehabilitated Remy, kept her, just fostered her. We did water therapy with her. We've had her on homeopathics. She had to be on steroids for a while. She was eating, you know, we've been feeding her raw goat's milk and making, you know, doing everything we possibly could to help support her immune system and get her well. Well, Remy, a few days ago with Darcy, went to her new home, which is the home who she was originally intended for.
Congratulations, Remy.
A service dog. So now they've adopted Remy, and now they're also getting Shay, the replacement German Shepherd, who will be the service dog. Remy is home in Massachusetts, and she is in German Shepherd heaven. They have lots of space for her to run around, horses, cats, and Remy loves them all. And she's just happy. And Darcy's been with her for the past few days getting her settled in. And she said it just feels like Remy feels like she's home. And it has been one of the most profound experiences, I know, for both Darcy and I. She's taught us so much. I mean, the awareness of rabies vaccinosis, getting us connected with Dr. Dodds, and me being able to interview her and have her share her knowledge on the show with the country. And to just see this dog, you know, go from severely compromised, and to see her, you know, to just witness the power of healing, and to have her be where she's supposed to be now, and so happy and healthy and strong. And I'm just so grateful to Kim and Janet, who stuck with Remy too, as we did, and have opened their home to her as a pet. And it just seems like it's just an amazing thing. And I'm so happy to just to be getting these pictures and videos that Darcy's sending me of Remy just having a blast. The world is Remy's playground, that's for sure. She's a very curious, fearless, curious, very sweet German Shepherd, and she is where she's meant to be. And it's just a great story. And just to remind people, once your dog has gotten their puppy rounds, the initial rounds for rabies, their initial vaccine and their booster, have their blood tested. It's called a titer test, and you can actually test the antibodies in the blood. And most dogs actually don't need to be revaccinated after 3 years. They still have the antibodies. They still are vaccinated. They don't need that booster. And you can prevent something like this happening potentially. So it's called a blood titer test. So before you get your dogs just, you know, vaccinated every 3 years or every year or whatever, ask your vet about a blood titer test. And if they don't know about it or won't do it, go to a different vet. And again, listen to Dr. Dodds' interview, which is Dog Talk Show number 109. It was pretty recent, March 30th. A really, really brilliant woman, and she's doing some really amazing work. So hi, Remy. And I just can't wait to hear more about it and continue to get pictures. So the show is for Remy and Kim and Janet in Massachusetts, my home state. So when we come back, we're going to talk with Scott Freeman, who's the owner of Nature's Logic Pet Food Company. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Just my dog and me. Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Cut through the clutter with the latest up-to-date information on happenings in the world of real estate, mortgage, and personal finance. Tune in Wednesdays at 3 p.m. for Brashonomics, an upbeat, interesting, and informative hour you don't want to miss. Hosted by Ben Brashen, you'll be entertained and informed as Ben and his guests of industry professionals share ideas and strategies you can use every day in your own life. You won't want to miss this show. Brashonomics has the information you need to stay in the know. Tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. You'll be glad you did.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Visit their new store in Edmonds next to the PCC and their expanded Redmond store in the Whole Foods Plaza. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com. Or follow them on Facebook.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, it's shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll check in with all of our regulars. Plus, we'll get a report from our ladies in the high desert of Arizona in the fire zone. Have they been able to get all of their neighbors and all of the animals out? Has their land been spared? Find out on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
1150 KK. KNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Now she's running up ahead to chase some deer. Comes back to tell me that the coast is clear. It's a different world I see when it's just my dog and me.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by All the Best Pet Care. Visit allthebestpetcare.com and check out all of their 9 locations in the greater Seattle area. Speaking of All the Best Pet Care, one of the foods that they carry is a food called Nature's Logic. And Nature's Logic was first introduced to me by Susan Thixton, who I interviewed in September of 2010. It was Dog Talk Show episode number 79. It was a great interview. She is all over pet food as the pet food industry, and I'm actually interviewing her next week about her new book titled Buyer Beware. And Susan recommended Nature's Logic as one of her most highly recommended foods. And now we have with us Scott Freeman, who is the creator of Nature's Logic. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you, Julie. I'm so glad to be here with you today.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to find out, would tell us a little bit about, you know, you and how you, kind of your history and how you developed a pet food, you know, and this is a, you have offered dry food, canned food, and supplements as well. So tell us a little bit about yourself and about your company.
Sure, Julie, thank you. Well, I live in Lincoln, Nebraska, and by birth, I'm a Texan. You may hear it in my voice a little bit.
Little bit.
Uh-huh. And but being in the pet food industry has moved me over the course of my family and married life from Texas to Albuquerque to Madison, Wisconsin, and now since 2003 in Lincoln, Nebraska. Since 1984, I've been in animal food business in one way or another. I mean, I've been, I've owned and operated an equestrian center, and that's where I really first got involved in formulating diets. I actually have formulated two different horse food diets back in the late 80s, early 90s. But while I was in the horse equestrian business, I became a wholesale distributor of a pet food line back then that was one of the original natural foods.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really, that started in 1987. And that's what got me very, very interested in pet foods and nutrition. And that's where the groundwork started to be laid as far back as 1987 with pet foods.
Wow.
And so, you know, from being a wholesale distributor, then later on I worked for a manufacturer for a number of years. And as you and I discussed earlier, in 2002, I launched a previous brand that I was the main creator of, and then in 2006, created the Nature's Logic line that shipped early that year. That launched early that year.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, the industry must have been quite different in 1987.
Oh, I mean, it was solid gold was about all there was back then that really tried to do some type of holistic type diets, and then I guess Wysong, Dr. Wysong, and there was a little bit of a brand out, and I can't remember the name of it right now, but there just was not much out there at that time.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right. It was a desert for natural products back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've developed this food, Nature's Logic, and we love it. I mean, it's what we feed our dogs as part of their diet. We feed them all sorts of stuff, including raw food. But their kibble is Nature's Logic, and they do really well on it. But tell us now. I know one of the main things that separates Nature's Logic from a lot of other, even natural, you know, high quality natural foods, has to do with the vitamins.
Right.
So tell us about that.
Right. Well, as many of your listeners probably know, because I know they get well-educated listening to your station and people like Susan Thixton.
Yes.
And even Susan Moss, the owner of all the best pet stores.
Yep.
There's an organization called AFCO that is mainly made up of employees of the different state departments, like the agriculture departments and stuff like that. And this body of members come together once a year, and they work on pet food regulations. And, you know, and part of the stuff they do is they create what they call a cat or a dog nutrient profile. In other words, the minimum requirements for dogs and cats' diets.
To survive.
And so it's mainly analyticals. In other words, a certain minimum protein, a certain minimum fat, a certain minimum of vitamins and minerals that need to be found in the food.
How do they come up with those?
Well, I think a lot of that information comes from the studies that the National Research Council does, the National Academy of Science. They have some books on dog and cat food nutrition, and that's where most of AFCO regulations and information comes from.
And do they get their information from, like, laboratory animals? Or?
Well, yes, a lot of... You know, yes, testing is done, I'm sure,
okay,
by some of these organizations. You know, but what I was leading up to, Julie, is so basically what the onus on these manufacturers is to, if they make a dog food and call it adequate for maintenance or call it adequate for growth and reproduction, they have to meet these minimum numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since commercial pet food has been made, these minimum numbers have always been attained, never ever by just 100% food ingredients, but always, and in every commercial brand, have been met partially with added synthetic vitamins and minerals. In other words,
right,
no dog food company up until Nature's Logic has ever created a dry diet that was totally adequate for all life stages, reproduction, growth, maintenance,
mm-hmm,
by all the nutrients coming 100% from food.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in my opinion, is backed up on many, many occurrences, has really allowed, I think, some potential illnesses and suffering in pets, because as you may be aware, there have been a number of recalls of commercial pet food due to the toxicity levels of synthetic vitamins that have been put in some pet foods.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe by mistake, and I'm sure probably by mistake. But still, I mean, nature would never poison a dog, with too much vitamin A from, say, carrots. You know, but it's easy to do it with a chemical form of vitamin A.
And isn't it true that there's standards for minimums but not dangerous maximums in food?
There are, because some of the fat-soluble vitamins like A and D and K
yep,
are so BMI levels, there are maximum for a few of those, including a number of the fat-soluble man-made vitamins.
Okay.
And then some of the minerals, like the selenium that the veterinarian accidentally killed the polo horses with in Florida a couple years, are iron or copper. There are definitely some maximums on those minerals. Again, food always has these elements in them at proper levels, and they're always bound together with many other elements that are in the food to make them work properly and never be, you know, toxic or harmful to the animal or the person consuming them. But accidentally put in too high a level in pet food can you know, cause some very bad effects.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the concern is of National Research Council, that actually writes two books. One is titled Vitamin Tolerance of Animals, and the other one is called Mineral Tolerance of Domestic Animals. And it's studying how animals can tolerate these different man-made forms of these vitamins and minerals. And there's
mm-hmm.
just a lot of information in those books, and their main concern that comes out over and over again with what they write about is the potential negative effect of high levels of these elements.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Scott, and when we come back, I want to talk more about the vitamin and mineral subject and how your food is different from all the rest. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little!
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself? Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor, Wednesday afternoons at 5.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
This is Kim Ariano. Join me on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock for Walk the Talk with Kim. We will focus on nonprofit and community organizations to strengthen our community through knowledge, leadership, and collaboration. We will challenge our listeners to walk the talk and take action to support the health and growth of our nonprofit community. You will be inspired with stories of triumph and lessons in leadership. So put on your walking shoes, grab your brain, and let's walk the talk with Kim. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m., right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net. Or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, what a feeling. Oh, what a feeling for a dog.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. And we are back with Scott Freeman, who's the creator of Nature's Logic Pet Food. Welcome back, Scott.
Thank you, Julie.
So we're talking about the, you know, one of the things that separates your food from everyone else. And we're talking about the vitamins and minerals that are added. And what, you know, what we're talking about, if you look at the ingredient list on your pet's food, it's going to be a number of ingredients. So here's one, for example, and it's a terrible food by its ingredients: ground yellow corn, chicken byproduct meal, corn gluten meal, whole wheat flour, animal fat, that's the preservative, rice flour, beef, soy flour, sugar, meat and bone meal, and then you've got this long list of long words: tricalcium phosphate, potassium chloride, L-lysine, monohydrochloride, blah, 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 blah. And so that's kind of what we're talking about, is that the last half or three quarters of the ingredient list, that's a whole bunch of chemical names, basically, or names of vitamins and minerals. And those are synthetic for pretty much all of the foods out there. Is that right?
That's correct. I mean, anytime there's an added vitamin or mineral, it's not natural. It's a man-made form.
Okay.
Right.
So what is the, and so with Nature's Logic, there are no added vitamins and minerals. All of the nutrition comes from the food itself.
That's right. When you see our ingredient panel, it's just food and then probiotics, beneficial bacteria,
yep,
and then digestive enzymes.
Yep.
You don't see that long list of, like what you were saying, the
right,
sodium selenite, the calcium carbonate, the right, vitamin A supplement, the,
yep,
you know, et cetera, all those long chemical-sounding names.
So what is the danger of using the synthetic vitamins and minerals? Why is that a problem?
Right. Well, they're just a single, let's take the vitamins, they're just a single isolated molecule that's synthesized in chemical plants. Most of it is all made in China today. It's synthesized from things like coal tar, and it's just a single molecule, whereas when a vitamin A molecule, let's say, is in food, natural,
yeah,
then that molecule is also, it's just one part of maybe 4,000 plus other elements in that food. They say in an apple, there's over 5,000 identifiable natural chemical molecules, and they all work synergistically together,
yeah,
for that food to do what it's supposed to in our body.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there was a very good nutritionist that did a speech in Chicago a few years ago, and he said, it's better for pets, animals, dogs, cats, to get their nutrition from real functional food better rather than single chemical molecules. He did a whole speech on it to the pet food industry, to people like me, and of course I've done that. That's the way I've provided my pet foods, with all nutrients coming from real functional foods as opposed to the chemical manufactured elements. And you know, but the reason it's done, though, Julie, is it's inexpensive.
Right.
For $5, for 5 pounds of a vitamin, mineral, chemical premix, put in a ton of those ingredients that you mentioned in that diet there, the corn and the ultra byproduct stuff, you can put 5 pounds of this prepared vitamin, mineral premix that costs $5 into a ton of that natural food byproduct stuff that you just mentioned,
mm-hmm,
and it'll meet the absolute nutrient profile for a dog or a cat.
Right.
Now, that's $5 to do that. It takes us, we want to do it right. We want to do what's better nutritionally for the animals. We put hundreds of pounds of concentrates of other things like liver and concentrates of dried fruits and vegetables and things in a ton of, let's just say, meat and potatoes,
mm-hmm,
to meet the AFCO nutrient profile from real food.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs hundreds of dollars to do those hundreds of pounds of real food, mm-hmm, as opposed to 5 pounds of a chemical premix that costs $5. I mean, that's why it's done. It gets boiled down to dollars and cents.
Right. And I think you said that in the minerals, there a lot of people don't know that there's actually soy in them.
Well, what I was saying to you, the good natural products tout that they put in chelated minerals. These are man-made chelated minerals, like iron protonate, copper protonate, cobalt protonate, and protonate is just a man. like iron protonate. They take an iron mineral molecule and they combine it, they chelate it with a protein molecule. And the protein molecule that's used in 99% of all the protonates is soy protein.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's totally unknown to consumers,
right,
that there is soy protein in a mineral,
yep,
man-made mineral put into pet food.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
so that's where that comes from.
And there's a lot about the labeling. I've talked about this, you know, over the years now that I've been, you know, doing this show, and the labeling and the wording and how, you know, how misleading it is. And if you read a bag of food, even, you know, conscientious consumers that are, you know, actually look at the list of ingredients, or look at the bag of food and try to make an educated choice. And then it'll say something like you said, natural with vitamins and minerals. And so by putting that with in, the with means the vitamins and minerals are not natural.
Right. That's actually called a required disclaimer, and that's an AFCO labeling rule, that in the definition of natural, if you're going to call your food natural, nothing can be synthetic in your food. But they make an exception for added synthetic vitamins and minerals as long as you let the consumer know that the added vitamins and minerals are not natural. And that's an acceptable disclaimer,
right,
the wordage,
right,
natural with added vitamins and minerals, actually is supposed to mean to the consumer that the food is natural all except for the added chemically synthesized vitamins and minerals.
Right.
You know, unfortunately for the consumer, you know, big manufacturers, I would say they almost like lobby the AFCO members.
Oh, yeah.
To create rules and labeling things to play in their favor. Let me give
right.
you one example. And again, it's an example where nature's logic provides something much better for the consumer. And in order to protect consumers, AFCO came out with a canned food labeling rule, and it's called the 78% rule. And the 78% rule in labeling canned food means that no canned food diet sold on the market by pet food companies can exceed 78% moisture.
Mm.
So that's why most canned foods you look at on the label are 78% moisture. But there's an exception to that rule that AFCO agreed upon, I guess, with lobbying manufacturers. The exception is if you're willing to call your food a stew or a gravy, you can put all the moisture in it you want.
Mm.
So consumers buy stews like crazy.
Right.
You know, because it comes across as a good feeling type of food. You
comfort.
Know? They put pictures that look like a Thanksgiving dinner table and stuff like that.
Right.
But yet those diets have, if you look on the label, they have 81%, 82%, 85%, 88% moisture. So the consumers unknowingly, they're buying something that feels good to them, because it kind of has a human-type, you know, connotation to it.
Right.
But they're very, very high moisture content diets, whereas Nature's Logic canned food is the lowest moisture canned food on the market, which means there's more food in the can, there's more calories in the can, so you're getting more for your money. We're a maximum of 72% moisture. There's not another canned food out there with that low of moisture in the can.
So... I have a question, and I'm sure maybe you don't know the answer, but I just have to ask the question because this is something that just bothers me about this whole deal with these super large, low quality pet foods like the one of the ingredients that I read a little bit ago. So you've got these lobbyists and all this, you know, and the interest of the company really more so than the consumer, and how it basically just all comes down to money. But, you know, are they aware that what they're doing is actually harmful to pets or misleading to consumers? Do they just not care, or is it denial or ignorance?
Well,
how does this happen?
That is a very good question, and anyone can wonder whether they really do. I mean, you know, companies that sell foods through veterinarians and stuff, and some of those foods aren't any better than the ingredient panel you just read earlier.
No, and they're three times as expensive.
But Julie, the problem is they have no liability, because these foods, even though they're using inferior ingredients, even though they're using synthetic vitamins and minerals to meet those analyticals, if they meet those analyticals required by AFCO to call your food adequate for maintenance or adequate for reproduction or adequate for growth, as long as you meet those numbers, which have nothing to do with quality of ingredients, as long as you meet the numbers and you have no liability, as long as your diet meets at least 18% protein and whatever, 8% fat or whatever you can call it, maintenance. And there's no requirement of quality of ingredients written into the AFCO, handbook and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a numbers game there, too. If I meet this number in protein, this number in fat, this number in all the vitamins and minerals, it doesn't really matter what I do it with. And I can say that it's formulated to meet the AFCO nutrient profile for whatever life stage or whatever.
Well,
I think it's mainly a profit thing, and I would have to say is those companies would say I meet all the regulations, so if a dog doesn't have real good long term health on it, they have no liability. They provided them what AFCO says is required to do.
Right. Well, they have no liability. They also have no integrity or morality. Because
I really, not knowing them, I can't speak for them for sure. But I certainly could not sleep well at night just trying to meet those numbers and not doing it with good nutritional, ingredients.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. I couldn't sleep at night.
Well, I appreciate that because you have a great food.
Yeah.
And his food, again, is called Nature's Logic. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with Scott Freeman, who's the creator of Nature's Logic Pet Food. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
To give him strength, all he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Looking for the perfect collar for your dog or cat, but all the stores have all the same selection? Can't find just the right bed to fit your home and your pet? Is your pup feeling chilly and wanting a coat to keep warm? Fido and Scratch is Seattle's perfectly balanced pet supply store, carrying everything you need to furnish and feed your cat or dog. They are located in Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood, just around the corner from the new Mount Baker Light Rail Station on McClellan. For more information, contact the store at 206-588-2111 or friend Fido and Scratch on Facebook.
There's an exciting new Astrology Hour, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. with Deborah Silverman. Deborah's unique blend of psychology and astrology turns planetary language into plain English. Join us for an interactive hour that's guaranteed to give you personal insights in a fun and entertaining way. Tune in to Deborah Silverman Live. Whatever your life question, marriage, job, family, relocation, or just curiosity, call for a live reading Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and visit Deborah's website at DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's Dog Behavior Training and Nutrition Specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
My dog, as much as I love you, you make
welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com and look at their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats to keep them safely at home or to keep the dogs safely away from the cat's litter box, for example. Great company, InvisibleFenceNW.com. We're back talking with Scott Freeman, who's the creator of Nature's Logic brand pet food. Welcome back, Scott.
Thank you, Julie.
So time flies when you're talking pet food, at least it does for me. And we've been talking mainly about the synthetic vitamins in pet food and how Nature's Logic does not use synthetic vitamins. All of the vitamins and minerals in the food actually come from food itself. And what you said is really interesting, that, you know, like what you said about an apple. How many different types of molecules? 4,000?
You can, scientists have discovered about 5,000.
5,000.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you've taken this information and you say, okay, I'm going to make a food that doesn't use any of these synthetic vitamins or chelated minerals. Was it the minerals and that
the man-made chelated.
Nature
makes chelated minerals. That's the way they're found in plants.
Okay. So, Attached to a protein, basically. Is that what that means?
Yes.
And the protein is soy, which is one of the highest allergy-causing ingredients in food. And you're not going to know that by looking at the list of ingredients.
That's correct.
So now you have not just the dry food, which we've been talking about, but you also offer canned food. Was it a sardine oil?
Right, a sardine oil supplement, yes.
Yep, and that's for the fatty acids.
That's correct.
And then what are some of your other products?
Well, we do a raw frozen diet
as
well, multiple different proteins.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the canned diet and the supplements, we do, you know, no matter what food some people use, they feel like they need the supplement.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than using some type of, again, synthetic supplement, you know, like going to the store and buying a one a day Silver Centrum or something for yourself, are going, and there are different commercial brands of those type of synthetic vitamins for pets.
Mm-hmm.
We also make a supplement called All Food Fortifier, and it's a concentrate of chicken protein and chicken liver and different fruits and vegetables and seeds,
mm-hmm.
and probiotics and enzymes. So again, I am providing also a supplement if someone wants to supplement 100% food concentrate to dress on top of, you know, a home-prepared meal at home or a lesser expensive kibble that someone feels like needs to be supplemented.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that as well.
Yeah. Well, the timing of this interview is excellent for a couple of reasons. Primarily, though, because currently all the best pet care has a sale going on Nature's Logic products through July 3rd. So now is a great time to go to all the best pet care and pick up a bag of Nature's Logic, and you have several different formulas for protein bases. So you can, if your dog is used to a poultry base, then you can stick with that. Or if your dog is allergic to poultry and needs something else, you've got a venison formula, duck and salmon formula. so you can try a bag of the Nature's Logic and get it on sale at all the best pet care through July 3rd. Which is excellent timing, and I did not plan that. So that just worked out. It's meant to be. So, again, this food, your website is naturslogic.com.
That's correct.
And this we have had experience with our own dogs feeding this food. This is the kibble of choice that we prefer for our own dogs. And they love it, and they do really well on it. So I really highly recommend this food. And then the woman who introduced me to this food is Susan Thixton, and she's on the show actually next week talking about her new book called Buyer Beware. Wanted to thank you, Scott, for your time today on the show and also for your commitment to the health of our pets and, wow, you know, being aware of the harms of synthetic vitamins in pet food and formulating a food so that we have another option, because it doesn't sound like there are any others.
No, I'm not aware of any, Julie, and I always like to tell your customers, your listeners, that if they go to our website, there is a place, a link to email us if they have any questions.
Excellent. And again, that website is naturslogic.com.
That's correct.
And I will post a link to that. There is a link to your website on our Facebook fan page.
Okay.
So you can find it there. And I'll also post a link on the Dog Talk Show website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. Well, Scott, thanks again so much for your time, and I'll be in touch soon.
Julie, thank you very much.
All right. So that's Nature's Logic brand pet food, also for cats, Eric. So Marshmallow and
Fergal.
Fergal.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't tried Nature's Logic, I highly recommend. And it's on sale now through July 3rd at all the best pet care.
Awesome.
Yeah. So they make pet food as well. And they also have canned food. So if you like to feed some canned food with your pet's diet, that is available as well. And it's, you know, it's so interesting to talk to somebody who's been in the industry and who's been on that side of it. It's something that is so covered up and so unknown to general pet owners. I mean, the whole pet food thing is like nobody really knows like what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all this different information out there. You know, their vets are telling them one thing, and their vets are, you know, recommending very strongly prescription diets, which are made out of all the same ingredients that often cause the problems in the first place.
Yep.
I think prescription diets are a huge scam because they charge so much money for this food.
It's true.
These big bags of food are like $90 a bag, and it's like corn and chicken byproducts.
Right.
How?
You got to read the ingredients just like buying people food.
Well, and to even know, even reading the ingredients, I mean, like with what Scott was saying, you know, even that is misleading, or it says, you know, you wouldn't know that, you know, attached to some of these vitamins is soy.
Right.
Well, what if your dog's allergic to soy?
Hmm.
You know, it's just such a mess, and the regulation is just practically non-existent, and what they're regulating is so minimal. It's maddening, Eric.
I agree.
So Nature's Logic, pick up a bag of that before July 3rd at all the best pet care, and you'll get it on sale. Excellent. And while you're there, also grab a pint of Answers raw goat milk and pour that over the Nature's Logic food, and your dog and cat will thank you for it, because that's a great supplement, or not technically supplement, but something you can add to the food to boost it up. So I wanted to announce real quick here, this weekend I'm going to be judging the Doggy Drag Costume Contest at the Capitol Hill Pride Festival. That's this Saturday, 6:25. We're going to be raising money I'm going to be at the Invisible Fence booth raising money for the Seattle Humane's Pet Project. So the costume contest is between 12 and 1. And then from 10 to noon, and then from 1 to probably about 2, I will be at the booth giving free dog training, behavior, and food advice in an effort to raise money for Seattle Humane's Pet Project. So do come by, enter your dog into the contest, and come by the Invisible Fence booth and say hi. I'd love to see you. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them as well. If you've missed, which you probably have, not listened to all 120 or so shows.
I have. I've listened to
them all. Well, you have, Eric, but all of our shows are archived on the website, which is dogtalkshow.com. You can also listen to all of our shows on iTunes. We are a free audio podcast, So you can download the shows for free on iTunes and then listen on your iPod while you're taking your dog for a walk. What a great idea. And also, if you have not become a fan of our Facebook fan page, check us out on Facebook. Just search for The Dog Talk Show on Facebook. And then you can hear about exciting things like Jeopardy, Final Jeopardy, being dogs.
I'm just going to go off and ponder this doggy drag contest. I'm wondering, are the dogs going to be dressed up like the other gender but dogs?
No.
Or are they going to be dressed up like the sort of thing that drag queens dress up, like Lady Gaga?
Well, they'll just be fancy.
All right, very good.
Thanks for listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.